Bye. I had a great time tonight. Yeah, we're gonna stay a little bit longer. Oh, I'll be fine. He'll protect me. Won't you, big guy? See? Get out of here. We'll see you on Monday. And then there were two. The best two. Thanks for staying with me. I didn't feel like going home just yet. I also wanted to spend more time with you. Plus booze? Yes, please. Speaking of, can I buy you another one? Don't even worry about it. I know my limits. And why are you asking me that? You know them too. Oh, I know you know. We hang out way too much for you to play ignorant here. Come on, tell me how much attention you pay to me. Oh, not like that. Not like what? Oh, what are you talking about? Look at Mr. Active Imagination over here. Just admit, you pay so much attention to me, and we can move on. I knew it. You know I'm only teasing. Oh no, I don't mind it at all. Very protective, very sweet. So, more drinks? For you on me? That's what I like to hear. Excuse me, can we please get another round? Yes, ma'am, the very same. Cute bartender, huh? Not as cute as me, though, right? Good answer. What do you mean? We finished a big project today, so I'm extra happy tonight. And a little bit tipsy, yes. Just a little bit. The flirting comes with that. What can I say? Only with you, Cupcake. I'm serious. All of that stuff aside, I never drink too much when you're not with me. You obviously wouldn't know because you're not there, but just ask the rest of the team. I take it way slower when you're not around. Yep, only with you. Because I know you. You're one of the good ones. As much as you act like I get on your nerves, you're always looking out for me. I feel safe enough to do this with you. Not always, I don't think. I mean, okay, back in college, I had a friend that did the same thing. She always made sure nothing bad happened to me. Yeah, she's great. I'll introduce you to sometime. I'm sure she'd love to meet the man keeping me safe these days. Wait a minute. What's with that smile? What are you gonna tell her? I swear to God, if you guys bond over my stupid drunk stories. No, you're making me rethink this idea now. Anyways. No, I said anyways. That means we're moving on. Look, but our drinks are here. Time to thank that lovely bartender. I'll make sure he leaves a generous tip to thank you for putting up with all of his antics. Look at that face. I'm only messing with you. Come on, don't be like that. No pouting, okay? That's my thing. Cheers for like the fifth time today. Hey, do you want to know a fun fact? It's not out of nowhere. I have a point to this, trust me. Plus, we could make a drinking game out of it. If you haven't heard of what I'm talking about, you drink. I'm going to be drinking this whole time, so we'll be on even footing. You might even have an advantage. Okay, perfect. So, let's see. Have you ever noticed anything interesting when a couple is walking together? Or just a group of friends or whatever? Well, next time we're out, do a bit of people watching with me, okay? When people walk and talk together, they end up walking in sync. It's a sign of friendship and sociability or something like that. Interesting, right? I'm surprised you haven't heard of that before. Which means you drink. Just look next time. You'll see what I mean. Oh yeah. I guess my point was, think that happens to us a lot? Probably, huh? We're together often enough and we're pretty close, so Next time we're out, we can see if it's a thing for us. No, I'm not saying you should pay attention to my legs. Although, I'm joking. Or am I? Okay, I'll stop. But what about another fun fact? It's kind of related. It's fun because it's office gossip about us. Doesn't that make you curious? So, I'm not one to be telling stories out of school, but I overheard some people talking, okay? And apparently, they're putting us on so many projects together on purpose. Yeah, we do work well together, and you were the one that trained me at first, but that's not the only reason. They say we're very much alike. That's not the end of it, though. Here, come closer. Let me tell you. Shh. The rest of the team has been, like, moving stuff around to make sure we stay working together. Oh, don't be like that. Nothing bad has happened yet. I think it's cute. Beats me. I can't think of any reason why they would keep trying to get us to do things together. It sure is a mystery. But drink, mister. Well, if you do a bit more eavesdropping, I think you'll hear the words work wife tossed around a lot more than you expect. Oh, don't worry about them. Besides, it's not like I want to be your work wife anyways. I'm saying maybe I could be more than that. You know, why don't we just skip all of that and you wife me up for real, huh? Oh my god. You actually spat out your drink. Holy hell. That was like a sitcom level spit take. I'm sorry, but how can you expect me not to tease you with reactions like that? God, okay. Okay. Come on. Let me help you clean up a bit. There's some napkins here. And there we go. Much better. I told you I can't help it with you. And I helped you clean up. Am I still not forgiven? Oh well. Doesn't matter. You're stuck with me. No, but seriously. When are you gonna ask me out? Hey, you kept your drink in your mouth this time. I mean, you would think I was teasing, wouldn't you? But guess what? I know you really like me. Look at us. Did you think it wasn't obvious at this point? I don't know. What does it mean? Do I like you? Now is that not obvious too? So remember when I first joined the company and you were showing me the ropes and teaching me all sort of tips? One thing you told me about was the reciprocity of goodwill or something like that. You were like a walking psych textbook. I can't remember exactly what you said, but what I got from it was that the fastest way to get someone to like you is to like them first. And that's pretty much what happened. It didn't take long for you to start falling for me, right? Don't lie to me, Cupcake. Didn't it make your heart flutter seeing me come into work every morning with your favorite coffee in hand? My favorite coffee, your favorite coffee, same thing. It's what you drink now, isn't it? I know, it is my fault. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Do you want to know why? For this to make sense, I'm going to give you one last fun fact. One last chance for you to not lose this stupid drinking game I made up. Oh, this time it is very relevant. So, Mr. Psych Textbook, have you ever heard of mirroring? Okay, drink right now, and then let me tell you a story. It was late one weeknight, and everyone was still working in the office. And we were all so tired. Okay, I'll get to the point. Mirroring is when you mimic someone else's posture, gestures, the things they say, you know, stuff like that. Usually unconsciously. Oh, so you do know of it. Wait, does that mean it's my turn to drink? I didn't really flesh out this game. So, mirroring and me and you. In the beginning, I was copying you because I thought it was kind of cute. I was expecting you to notice so I could tease you about it, but the more I did it, the more I realized that I actually liked it. That's when people started talking about how similar we are, which made me a bit too happy for someone who was only supposed to be teasing you. From there, I started doing it unconsciously because of how comfortable it made me feel. And again, people saying we're alike made me really happy. And then, you started playing dirty. You started doing the same thing, and we just spiraled. And for a third time, I liked it when people talked about how we were so alike. I want to say that it was all part of some plan I had, but there's no way I'm that sly. I just liked you, and things worked out better than I thought. You didn't do it on purpose. I doubt that. You couldn't hide your attraction, and that's okay. Own it, Cupcake. I know you're older than me. What's your point? Denied. You're still my cupcake. My sweet baby cupcake. Look at your cheeks. Anyways, I like you, and you like me, and I think we should go out. We definitely should. Not like this. We always do this. Well, I'll leave the first date ideas to you. Or at least, I'm not gonna think about it now. Now is the time for more booze. Miss Bartender, yes please, another round. And cheers for the sixth time, Cupcake.